Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Aleph. We are up to Sif Yud Aleph. We are on the third to last line of page 156. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Aleph, Dover ha'osui le'tachshit u'le'hishtamesh bo. We're talking about carrying outside on Shabbos. So you have something that's both an adornment, it's a tachshit, and it's also something that you could use, le'hishtamesh bo. Kigon, for example, maftachos no shel kesef kmin tachshit. You have a key, which is obviously for use, but it's a beautiful key made out of silver, so it's also a tachshit. So it has two roles. It's both a tachshit and a tashmish. So the Mechaber says it is usser. Now we'll see exactly what's usser. So the Mishabu is going to tell us it's usser to wear it like with a chain around your neck as a necklace. That will be usser. Even though it's an adornment, so it could be a regular necklace, the reason why it's usser, Sha'roa Omer Shalotzarach Tashmish Motzi. When who sees you carrying out a key, even though it's a chash of a key, they're going to think you're carrying out the key to open the door to your house, and it looks like you're carrying. V'yesh Matirim Imhu Shal Kesef. There are those who are matir wearing this key if the key is in fact of silver. And we'll see, because if it's silver, it's more chashiv, then it gives it more of an appearance of a tachshit than of a shimush. The Rama says, "Umikol makom aser lotzeis b'sik shel bate einayim shekorim brilin." It is aser to go out with a glasses case that's called brilin. Afa pisha tikhu shel kesef. Even though the case for your glasses is silver, the habate einayim ba'asmon he masui. So we're talking about a case where you have a glasses case that's silver, but there are glasses inside. So though the glasses case is beautiful and it could be considered an adornment, but lamaisa, there are glasses inside. The glasses themselves is considered the load that you're carrying. Continues the Rama, V'im ha-maftel shel nechoshes u'barzel. If the key is made out of copper or iron, afilu mechuber v'kavua b'chagor aser. Even if it's attached and it's set in the belt, it is still aser to wear that belt outside. V'yesh ha-kosvu shenohagim bazel hatir. There are those who write that our minog is to be matir if it's a belt that has a key that's mechuber to it, it's kavua there. So they are allowing you to carry that belt, to wear that belt outside, even though there's a key attached to it. So there's a lot going on in this Mechaber and Rama. So let's take one thing at a time. Back to the Mishabura, we're in Sifkat and Mem Aleph. The first thing the Mechaber said was an item that was made both for a tachshit and for a shimush. The example given was a nice silver key. It is usher to wear it outside because of Maris Ayin. One who sees you wearing it is going to think you're wearing it to use the key and not as an adornment. So says the Mishabura Mem Aleph, Hainu afilu im kavanoso ato litlos al savaru l'tashir l'noi. Even though your intention right now is to wear it around your neck as an adornment and for beauty reasons, it is still aser, mipnei haroa, because of the one who sees you. V'hainu afilu l'das Rabbeinu Tam v'harambam l'el. This is even going according to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam that we had earlier in Siftes, dematir b'tashir l'ish. They're the ones that said that a tashit for a man is mutter. We're not worried a man is going to take something off to show it and come to carry it. We don't have that concern. But still it is usher over here because of Maris Ayin. O de Mairi, or even according to the opinion that says we are worried about a man maybe taking it off and showing it, we're dealing with a case over here, Shamaftea Kavua Heita Bishalshela Shal Tzavaru. The key is attached very well to the chain that's around your neck. And it's not so simple just to take it off to show it. So again, even the one who says that by a tashit of a man, we are worried you're going to show it, we could say this case is a situation where it's difficult to take it and to show it, so that's not a concern over here. Still, it's going to be usher, according to all opinions, because of Maris Ayin, the one who sees you thinks that you're carrying it as a load and not as a tashit. Sivkata Membeis, the second sheet of the Mechaber said, there are those who are matir if it's silver. Explains the Mishabura, Dekevan de'ein derech lasas mafteach mikesef, since it's not normal to make a key out of silver. Hare yikaro nasa l'talshit, the fact that you made the key out of silver, it's clear that the ikar use of this kli is for a decorative piece. V'afal pi shigamish tamshim, but even though it's also used as a key, Mikomakum ikaru l'tachshit asui. Still, its ikar purpose is for a tachshit. Umutter kishemotzir l'shem tachshit. since it has the appearance that it was made bigger for a tachshit because it's silver, so therefore, if you're taking it out as a tachshit, it's in fact going to be mutter. Aval imhu asui mi barzel nechoshes, but if that key is not made out of silver, but rather it's made out of barzel, iron, or nechoshes, or copper, afal gav da asui lenoi kein tachshit, even though it's really made for an adornment like a tachshit, it's also to go out with that key, the ikaru l'tashmish osui. Since it's not silver, we say the ikar use is as a key. Shekein derech kol ha-maftechos la'asas mi-barzel rechoshes. That's what keys are normally made out of. The fact that you're using it as an adornment doesn't change anything, and therefore we view it as a regular key which you're not allowed to carry out. V'hinei, af mi-divrei ha-shulchan aruch mashma d'daitu k'hadei ha-rishona, even though from reading the Mechaber, the two shittas, it clearly sounds like he's going with the first shita, mi-de-kavah b'stama, since he said the first shita stam, and the second shita he said v'yesh matirim, so it sounds like he's going like the first shita that's machmir, even by the silver key, mi-kom-okom eim limchos b'zeh, still one should not protest against one who's wearing outside around his neck a silver key. Because the Ogur writes that in Ashkenaz they were noheg like those who are matir of silver, so there's what to rely on. So even though the Mechaber doesn't seem to be going with that as the Iker Shita, there's what to rely on, and therefore one should not protest against them. Sivkot and Mem Gimel is going on the first halach of the Ramah, that even if you have a glasses case that's beautiful, made out of silver, you can't wear it around your neck outside as an adornment if there are glasses inside, because the glasses themselves are the load that you're carrying. Says the Mishabura, Hainu Tikshal Kesef Kavua Bishal Shelas. We're talking over here a glasses case that are silver, and it is set around your neck with a chain. Velitlos Al Tzavaru L'Tachshit. You're hanging it around your neck as an adornment. The ilu shemotzian biyado, because if we're discussing carrying it out, belav hochi also afilu tachshit gomer, even if it's a real tachshit, you can't obviously walk outside carrying it. So we're discussing over here that you're wearing it around your neck, and therefore mitzad the case, it might be geschmack to wear outside, it might be mutter even, but it's still going to be also because the Ramos said the glasses themselves are a load. Says the Mishabura, zivkotem and dalit. The glasses themselves inside are a load. So the first thing the Mishabur does is make a tzushtal to another case that's similar. Hu adin benadon shel kesef. The same thing would be if you're carrying a knife container, a knife holder that's made out of silver. Mamish, the same exact idea. Afim hu asri l'skashet bo. Even though someone's wearing an adornment, a knife holder around his neck, what a beautiful adornment. Im yesh bo sakin. It has the same thing. If there's a knife inside, it could be the most beautiful knife holder, but there's a knife inside, you have the same problem over there. V'lo amrinan da hasakin yeh bota l'gabe hanadun shu shel kesef. We don't say the knife inside is considered secondary to the case, which is silver. And we also don't say the glasses are considered batel to the case, because the case is so beautiful. We don't say that. The opposite is true. The knife, the glasses, they are the main thing. You ever hear someone say, oh, we have a beautiful glasses case, let's make glasses. Doesn't work that way. You have glasses, and then you make a case to put the glasses in. So too, you have a knife. You have to place it in something, so you make a nadin for the knife. And therefore, the knife and the glasses are the ikir, they're not batel, and therefore, they're both going to be an iser of carrying. As beautiful as the container of each one might be, it might be silver, beautiful, expensive, it doesn't matter. You can't carry it if there's glasses or a knife inside the holder. V'hinei kol zeh mari l'inyan losei satik shel abote inayim im abote inayim shebesocho al tzavaru l'tachshit. As we know, this whole discussion is talking about carrying this glasses case with the glasses inside around your neck as an adornment. However, v'losei abote inayim gufa al chotmo b'mokom shein erev, but just time to wear a pair of glasses on your nose when there's no erev, b'vadai osur b'lav hochi. That is for sure, usher. Dilma yiplu me'ola va'asri la'asriye dal ramos. Because regular glasses, although you're wearing them on your nose, if they fall off, which is very likely, you might come to carry them for amos. So the Mishabura says you can't wear glasses outside where there is no eruv. As you can probably imagine, there's a very long note. And nowadays our glasses are made a little bit stronger. They don't fall off every other second. And we will see afterwards. I like the first finish of the Mishaburas. And then we'll see a lot of note 31 that applies a lot of practical applications, regular glasses, sunglasses, contact lenses, and we'll go through all of that in Mitzvah Shem soon. Let's first continue with Mishabura. Sivkotan Memhei. It's Sefkotan Mem Hei. The Ramah first brought a shita that said that if the key is made out of iron or copper, even if it's attached and set in a belt, it's aser. And then the Ramah said there are those who write that the minug is to be matir. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'davka keshum mechuber v'kavua berosh ha'chagur. It's davka if this key is set and attached to the head of the belt. V'osui ke'ein zenkel. And it's made into the zenkel. What is that? Hu ke'ein keres. That's like a clasp. Omasha nukorin shpranskes lachgorbo. It's the actual piece at the end of the belt that you use as the buckle. It's the belt buckle. If the belt buckle, the thing that goes in the hole, is actually made out of a key, so that's when the Rama is saying that Yesha Kasr Shinohogim Bazel Hatir. Da'oz Amrin, and then we say, Kevan Shachagora Midubuk Babarzel Shalom Avteach. Since the belt is attached to the iron of the belt, the Heim Kechatich Achaz, their mamish one piece, Afa Pisha Barzel Osui Gamkin Keim Avteach Linobol. Even though it's true that this piece of iron is made in the shape of a key that you can lock a door with, Batul HaMavteach LaGabi HaChagor, it's made as part of the belt, and therefore we'll say the key is Batul the belt, and therefore there are those who are Matir. Avol, however, Kishakoveya Umechabru Be'emtza Chagor Osir. But if you just attach it, the belt, you attach the key to the middle of the belt somewhere, it's not actually being used as part of the belt, that's going to be usher. The Ainam Avteach Batul LaGabi HaEzor. Then we're not going to say the key is Batul to the belt. The Ain Shayach LaHaEzor Kol, it has no Shayachas to the belt. It's not being used as part of the belt. It's just attached to it. The Alkein, and therefore, Osan HaNoshim Shemurin La'atzman Heter Losis B'Shabbos Machma Shetolim Avteach B'Barzel HaKavua B'Chagora. Therefore, those who rationalize and they're more heter to themselves to carry on Shabbos this key that's attached to the belt in the middle, it's not allowed. The kol shekein b'madir toloi rak b'keshesh l'kayama, certainly if it's only tied to it, the keshesh l'kayama, who toast, those people who are matir, they're making a big mistake. De'ein heter elohim ha'mafteach gufa asui mitchiloso ke'ein zenkel dafka. This heter of a key that's attached to a belt is only allowed when the key is actually being used as part of the belt as a zenkel. Da'oz batul l'gabi ha'chagor, then we say the key is batul to the belt. V'im ha'mavteach hu shel kesef, but if this key is made out of silver, v'hu kavua b'chagora b'emtza, and it's attached to the belt in the middle somewhere, after bazeh eino guf echadim ha'chagora, even though it's silver, if it's in the middle of the belt, it's also not really considered one with the belt. Mikomakom yesh matir mitzad shu tachshe. There are those who are matir, if the key is silver and it's attached to the belt in the middle, some are matir as a tachshe, v'yesh osrim, and some asrit, kanal b'sif yudal, like we saw earlier. Veloses es hamores shaos. Now we're going to discuss watches, where there's also a very practical note that we'll get to later. Veloses es hamores shaos, to be carrying a watch, the god of chutz le'erev, in your garments outside the erev, asur l'kuyama. This is talking about a pocket watch. You have a watch in your pocket, you carry it outside the erev. Of course, it's asur according to everyone. She'ein shayach alzeh she'ein tachshit. That's not called a tachshit. Kevan she'ein derech malbush. You're not wearing it as a malbush. This is an Issa D'Oraisa. You're Chayv Chatas if you wear it on Shabbos B'Shogeg, outside. Even if it's attached to a chain that's gold, you're wearing it around your neck, and that's clearly an adornment. That is for sure an Isser Gomer. The Hamora shows Yeshlo Chashivus if they Atzmo Ve'enu Bota L'Gabe Revid. It's the watch, the clock. That's the chashivas. The fact that you put a chain around it doesn't make it bottle to the necklace. Doesn't become a necklace. Labaisa, it's a pocket watch. It is usher to carry in your hand, in your pocket, around your neck. It's all going to be usher. I'd like to do Sif Yud Beis, the Mishabura, and then come back to two notes. One about glasses and one about watches practically for today. Let's just first finish what we have to do in the Mechaber. Sif Yud Beis. Lo yetze achayet b'machar atchuv lo b'bigdo. A tailor cannot go out with a needle stuck into his garment. Velo nagar bekesem shebaozno. A carpenter can't go out with a wood chip in his ear. Velo sorek bemeshicha shebetzavaro. And the wool comber can't go out with a string around his neck. V'imyatza pater. But in all these three cases, if they went out with these items, even though they're not allowed to, it's only pater aval aser. It's only aser in the rabbanim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Mem Vav, B'machar HaTchuva, Kol Elu Heim Shenosnim B'nei HaUmanos L'Simon Me'ezer Umanos Heim B'tzeisen L'Shuk Kedei She'akirim. All these items are things that a professional wears to show what profession he has. A guy who's a tailor goes out with a needle stuck in his garments. Everyone sees a tailor, so they need a tailor. They go to him. A carpenter has a wood chip behind his ear, so they can see he's a carpenter. So that's what all these things are. That's all these cases, and they're usser. Says the Mishabu, why is it usser? Vim yatza potter, de ein derech otzah bekach el biyado. This is not the normal way to carry out these items, rather in your hand. Da'afilu uman, because even a professional, da'afka kashu rotze lahachriz al atzmo, only when he wants to announce and publicize himself, shahu uman, that he's a professional, az motzi bekach, then he carries that in this fashion. Avalo bishar pa'amim, all the times a tailor is carrying out the needle in his hand, and the carpenter is carrying the wood chip in his hand. Only when they want to show what profession they are, then they put it behind their ear, they put it in their garment. The hod de pasuk ha mechaber le'elbis sivches, and that which the mechaber paskin earlier in sivches, b'deya rishon in the first shita, the b'macha nekuva, a needle that has a hole in it that's used for a tailor, hatchuv lo b'vigdo chayav afilu ka'adam. There the mechaber said in the first shita, if you wear a needle that has a hole, suck into your garment, you go out on Shabbos, it's a chiyav daraisa for any person. So why over here would it be better for a tailor? So explains the Mishabura, Shah Mairi Shatchuva Bebege Bemokum Shaderach Litcho Bo Bechol Leprakim. That was talking about a case where you stuck it into your garments in a location where it would be normal to put it there sometimes during the week. Stam, you would put it there sometimes during the week, so it's a more normal place. The Kabbat over here in Sif Yud Beis, even though we're talking about an Uman, Mairi Kishetchuva Bemokum She'ein Derech Otsaso Lagamri Bekach. It's placed in a place where you never carry it that way. And therefore, it's be'etzem machinery. It's not the normal way of carrying it out. Therefore, there where you're putting in your garment in a place where it's normally put during the week, so then it'll be Nisid Araisa. Here you're putting it in a place where you never put it during the week, and therefore it would only be Nisid Rabbanim. Only an uman that wants to show when he's an uman, that limited time, so then he puts it in this place. Therefore, it's not called Derech Otsa. And therefore, even an uman is going to be Pater. Rabbi Meir, this really halacha the Gemara, like the sheet of Rabbi Meir in the Gemara. Ubevir agrala el besimin reishin on days besofo pasak the halacha Rabbi Yehuda duumun chayiv. Tevir agra paskin the simin reishin on days at the end la halacha zak Rabbi Yehuda that holds an umen is chayiv, not like Rabbi Meir. The ayin besefer chemin Moshe shu mitzade de gam das harif harosh matin kain. The chemin Moshe brings down, and he says that the rif and the rosh are leaning towards that direction also, that in fact it would be a chiyuv of a chatas by an uman as well. That is the end of Sif Yud Beis. I'd like to go now to two important notes. Number one, note number 31. We saw in the Mishnah Berurah again that the discussion that we were saying was not allowed in the Mechaber. It was wearing a silver glasses case with glasses inside, even though the glasses case could be considered a tachshit, but when the glasses are inside, that's a masui, that's usser. The Mishnah Berurah ended off and said, but if you're wearing your glasses on your nose, for sure that's us, or according to everyone, because they might fall off, you might come to carry it. So says note 31. V'lotzeis im mishkafayim ha-metzuyim bezvanenu, to go out nowadays with our glasses. Das ha-chazon ish. Sha'av kishem mehudokim lefonov ve'en lochol sheyiplu. Even though they're on well and there's no chash they're going to fall down. Yesh lachsho shema nechshavim kamasui. The Chazon Ish says maybe we're worried that it is considered a load. Obishas Rabin, where it's a Sabi Daraisa, one should be Machmir, and the Carmelists, where it's no Issa Daraisa, you could be Mekil. That's the Sheikh of the Chazon Ish. We'll see, everybody else seems to argue. Me'idok, L'Shev Levi writes, Sha'omnam Yesh Omrim Lotzeis Bohem, although there are so those who asser it, skip the brackets, Mikom Welcome still, Kevan Sheyesh Rabim Hamatirim, since many Sheetas are Matir wearing glasses outside, V'chein Minaka Olam, that's clearly the Minaka Olam. Nirishim yesh lahem yadios hamagios arachare ha'ozin. If they're normal glasses that we have nowadays, they're not just balancing on your nose, but they have hands that are going behind your ear. Umakifos osahetev, and it's surrounding your face well, mutter. It is permissible. Ukimoshe pasak b'shalshivas minchas alozar mikama ta'amim. The minchas alozar is matarit for various reasons. V'divri ha'chai odom, which is the Mishnah Berurah that asers, lo nemru elokesh she'enam uhudakim hetev. Obviously, the chai odom is talking about a case where they're not attached well, that's where there's a chashash going to fall off. V'chein kosav, b'shalom shivus or letzion, v'sayim b'shalom shivus shevet alevi, shemi she'enu zokulem kolkach, the shevet alevi ends off and says, if you don't really need your glasses, tov she'yachmir al atzmo, then in fact it would be good to yimachmir on yourself. Skip down two paragraphs, we'll talk about wearing glasses when it's raining outside. So we tend to take off our glasses while we're walking in the rain to clean them off sometimes. Sometimes it gets very foggy. So he writes, "Belot says in mishkafayim bezman sheyored geshem." Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, "Sheyesh lehistapik in muter lot says behem." It's taka room to be mesupuk if you can go out with glasses in the rain. Shekevan shiregilim lahorida mulanagva metipos ageshem novos aleim uvafirim lereiya. Since they get foggy, they get wet, and it's the nature of a person to take them off and clear them off. So yesh lachu shemo yoridem below latzor bedarcho. So maybe there's a concern that he's going to take them off and not stop walking, continue walking as he's cleaning his glasses. V'nimsa metaltalam arba amos v'sharabim. The Mincha Shlomo adds on. That's also Shlomo Zalman. Sha'af she'atosas kosu shadover shu ikur ha'malbush ein lachu shiyoridu b'sharabim. Even though it's something that's really an ikur malbush, we're not worried you're going to take it off. Ein hadvar mamurim elo b'levush mamish. That's only by a real garment. Ma'she'en kevim mishkafayim. It's not the case by glasses. She'enim levush mamish. It's not really levush. V'achein bizman geshem regil v'horidu ha'af b'sharabim. And therefore it's normal to take them off, and therefore he's mislipping if it's allowed. Clearly the minhag ha'olam is that everyone wears their glasses in the rain, but the interesting idea, Shlomo Zalman says, maybe it's not so posh, you can wear glasses in the rain. Reading glasses outside. V'lot says v'mishkafayim hamiyu odim l'kriya bilvad. Someone who has glasses only for reading and he wants to take them from place A to place B. V'ein l'misha losham tzarech behem be'es alichasa b'rechov. He has no need for them in the street, they're only for reading. So Rosh Hashulchan writes, or Letzion writes, that it's also to wear them outside. Shekevon she'eno zokuk lehem ba'alichaso harehem kibasui. Since you don't need them as you're walking, that is considered a load. And Rosh Hashulchan writes, chash bazeh af lechil chatas. Maybe it's even Issa Daraisa to wear reading glasses outside. A couple more things over here. Sunglasses. U'inyan mishkafei shemesh. So Rav Nissen Karel, it says, Sha'asr lot says b'hem. You can't go out with sunglasses on Shabbos without an eruv. The avsha shimush b'hem ulahogin al ha'inayim me'ashemesh. Even though it's obviously to protect your eyes from the sun. The eish b'zem mishum tzarech haguf. It's the protection of the body. V'luchora hayom makom lahatir lot says b'hem k'shein shemuter lot says b'beger lahagon over the hashemesh. The same way you can wear other garments to protect you from the sun. L'chora, there's room to say that you can wear glasses for the sun as well. But there's a concern, you might go into a shady area and you might take them off. So Asr Lot says Bohem. Says this in Krells, you can't wear sunglasses outside. Skip down next paragraph. So they're saying the sunglasses are a problem outside. Obviously if they're not a prescription, so then we're worried when you come out of the sun, you might take them off. V'lotzeis ba'adoshos mago, contact lenses. Or Letzion writes that that's mutter. Sharei ein lochu shema yiplu. In other words, that contacts are going to fall out. V'das are going to have this karel chikevan shetzmudos leinayim. Since they're attached tightly to the eyes, nechshavu sein derech malbush is considered being worn derech malbush. U'mutter lotzeis behem aflish zarabim. So that's the discussion of glasses. A lot of important ideas brought out over here. The bottom line is regular glasses. Clearly the minhag is to matir. Even in the rain, the minhag is that we wear them in the rain, but sunglasses is an interesting thing. Maybe it's also pashut and reading glasses as well. Clearly there's room to be machmir by those things. One more note I'd like to point out is note number 33. The Mishabura is really discussing watches that are worn around your neck or in your pocket. What about a watch that we have nowadays? Velosseis b'sha'un yad. That's not made of gold. Ha'onud al yado. That's on your wrist. So nechalko aposkim. Mishom Zam Erbal says, She'ein limchos biyad mishemeke b'davar. Don't protest against one who is lenient. She'yesh lo al malusmoch. He has what to rely on. She'kevan she'regilim lelov shu al aguf. Since it's a normal thing to wear on your body, nechshav hukam albush is considered a garment. Ve'ein zeh domer l'mashem muva b'shulchan aruch l'gabe mafteach osim mikesev. It's no shaychus to that which we're discussing in the mechaber over here, a key made out of silver. Shekevan shekem mishtamshim b'mafteach chayovim la'asir me'aguf. The key you got to take off to use to open the door. So misbata memenu shem tachshit. So a key possibly loses the shem tachshit. Ma she'en kem b'sha'on, which is not the case by a watch, she'en ha'shimush bo soser ha'shem ha'levushalo. The fact that you use it doesn't change the fact that it's a garment. You don't take it off, you just look at it. And therefore, that's room to be more lenient by a watch than by a key. V'chein kasu b'shan shivas igris Moshe. Shemi'ikar hadin mutter latzeis im sha'onyad mikra hadin. Rav Moshe says you're allowed to go out without an ear with a watch on. Achosav, he adds on. Sheroi leben Torah v'yirei shemayim lahachmir. However, a ben Torah yirei shemayim should be machmir shalol latzeis, but not to go out with a watch when there's no eriv. Mechsha shema yavo lahakil latzeis b'sha'on gam b'ofanim ha'asurim. If you wear a watch, you might go out with a watch in your pocket as well. Me'idach ha'chazunish, page 26 in the back. Chazanish, Hora She'ein Lotzeis Im Sha'on. The Chazanish says you can't go outside with a watch. And Rav Nissen Kraus explains, She'ein Lodun Es Sha'on Kelevush. Now, like the other post was saying, don't view the watch as a garment. Kevin Shelevush Einu Eladovar Shematarasu Shmira Al Haguf Kadome. A garment is something that's protecting your body. Aval Sha'on Einu Mishame Shaguf Klal. The watch is doing absolutely nothing for your body. That's not a Levush. You happen to wear it on your body, so that you can look at it easily when you want. They say a watch is not considered a garment. It's just convenience to wear it on your arm. It makes it easier to tell the time, but it's not a levush. So it's a very strong argument to say that maybe you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Rav Moshe says it's mutter. Some others said that it was mutter, but here is a very strong svar to say not a levush, it's only to protect your body. Here, you want to tell the time, it's not to protect your body, so you're just making it convenient, so maybe it's not considered a levush. That's all by your regular watch. What about a watch made out of gold? V'sh'on yad ha'asu mezov, the Chazonish said if it's made out of gold, she'kevan she'mistaber she'imyiyah mekulkal lo yelchu imo. Since it's logical to say if it breaks, you're not going to wear it, that's not called a talshit, even though it's made out of gold and it's like a regular watch. Although they bring in the brackets that there are those who say the Chazanish is mati to go out with a gold watch. Rav Nissen Karel says the chiluk, if you're the kind of person, like an Isha, that the main thing about the gold watch is the gold, it's an adornment, it happens to tell time, so then it's mutter, it's like going out with a bracelet. But if you, it's really a watch, just happens to be of gold, it depends really what it is. So a man usually is wearing it as a watch to tell the time, it happens to be of gold, so then whatever you hold, like I'll be a regular watch, then it will be a gold watch. But if it's an Isha that wears it as a jewelry, so whether it's working or not working, she's going to wear it, so then obviously she would have a bigger leniency in a gold watch. That is some of the practical applications of glasses and watches. We'll stop here and continue next time, Mitzvah Shem, with Sif Yud Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.